Well, welcome everybody to our Saturday, our Silver Team, our Silver Express and Action Workshop. I'm really excited to have you on because, as all of you know, silver, going silver, and helping other people to become silvers is really the way, you know, it's the building blocks of building a NECAN team and building a NECAN business. So really glad you guys are all on this morning. First, I'd like to just mention, okay, I hope you all saw the email that I sent out for this call because it had a whole lot of attachments on it. This call is going to be about, we're going to focus on one of the seven steps, for going pro, being professional in network marketing is finding people to talk to and talking to the people we find and inviting them to take a look, sitting down with them. And Gloria Snyder and Patricia are going to be sharing with us this morning because they are really good at it. First, I would like to go over the attachments. So all the attachments are on prospecting. The first one was how to find prospects, all kinds of ways for you. First of all, of course, when people come on board is to talk to your warm market. But then it's also good to know how to make new friends, more friends, and how to reach out. So there's a whole lot of ways. I think there's 10 of them on that sheet that I typed up for you guys. And then I also attached How to Talk to Prospects by Igor Grundel. It's an audio and MP3 that's attached. Plus, you can also find it on 100 Millionaires Under the Call archive. And then I attached a prospect tracking sheet. Following up is so important. And as you get into massive action, it's just easy to lose those little slips of paper and people can fall through the cracks. And it's really important to have some way that you keep track of where they are in the process, you know, what video that you've given them, what call you invited them on, have they been to a home party, have they had a demo, have they had a sample product. I mean, keeping track of where they are in the process. Have they had a three-way call with your upline or with your team partner? Then the number four attachment is Eric Worre Prospecting Scripts, which has really great ways to talk to people and get appointments. And number five attachment is How to Recruit Professionals by Todd Falcone. And that is really, really an excellent audio if you guys haven't listened to that. It is attached to the email, but again, it's on our 100 Millionaires website under Call Archive. And then the third step that I put big and bold is to print out that blueprint, that little chart that Dave Johnson put together, the Teach 3 to Reach 3. So I hope you guys all have it. It has the little squares. It has you and then the three people that you have personally sponsored, your business builders, and the three people that they each have sponsored. And as you fill that out, if everybody's a QE, if everybody's a committed business partner that is going to do their 500, on this little chart it says CV. CV is commissionable volume, but it is also, it's our PV that we're committing to. I think Dave did this chart actually before we had the qualified enrollment. But just in your mind, though, that means PV. As you fill in that chart, when you get that filled in, and if you're a silver, just like it shows in that chart, and nobody on your team is above senior, at that point you would be making $1,000 a month. And so the goal for this Silver Express call is everybody that's not yet making $1,000 a month is to get that filled out and be making $1,000 a month residual. And at the bottom of the chart, Dave talks about how, you know, if you have $240,000 in the bank, not at the bank anymore because the bank doesn't pay that much, but if you could somehow manage to get 5% return, you would need to have $240,000 to get $1,000 a month. And at the amount that you're paying in interest nowadays, which is like 1% for a CD, a one-year CD, I think, you'd need to have, you know, five times that much. So which is going to be easier? To build this structure or to save up $1 million. It's a lot easier to build a NECAN business. How about you guys?
Yeah. I agree.
I agree. And then, of course, the next step is to become a solid silver. You do that several, you know, you help all the people on your team be duplicating this, and then you'll be making 2,000 a month. And then you'll be going gold and solid gold using this blueprint of everybody doing their 500 a month that are business builders. You'll be making 3,000 a month. And the next step is you'll be a solid platinum making 10,000 a month. And then the next step is you'll be a brilliant tiny diamond making 30,000 a month. And you know how fast you do that depends on how, of course, how many people that you talk to, how many people that you invite to take a look at the process, go through the process to take a look at it and see if it can be the answer to what they need and want in their life. And it depends on how clear you show them the picture, the vision, how clearly you can understand it. There's some noise. If you have noise in your background, please mute your phone. And let's see, I think I can also mute phones here. Phone that have noise in the background. Okay, there. That's looking better, right? There. Okay, and I was on a call, you know, I try to get on the Daily Rev every day. That's when I'm doing breakfast for our Johnson Kai, and we get on the call and we listen to the call while I fix his breakfast, and he's on the computer playing video games. And on Thursday it was Bo Tanis, and so Royal Diamond Bo Tanis, when he joined in the camp, he really needed to earn income, and he needed to earn income fast. And so his game plan was to get information out to people, 100 people in 100 days. And he did that. He made up these little info packs that had like a little brochure, and at that time it was an audio cassette tape. He got out, you know, 1 to 2 a day, and then he would follow up in 24 to 48 hours and invite them to an ABC call with an upline or to a live event. And his numbers were pretty interesting, you guys. Out of those 100, 65 did not come to a meeting. 35 did come to a meeting. Out of the 35 that came to a meeting, 20 joined and bought something from Tara Meg, Meg Steps, to a lot of products. And 5 were business builders. And that's what launched his business really huge. And what Bo says is the most important thing you can do is launch your business. You know, do this, you know. They sponsor 15, 20, 25 people wide as fast as you can, because there's no way to know who are the people, who these people are going to be, you know, the ones that really want to run with it and do it, and the ones that want to do it now. And something he said really impressed me. He said, don't negotiate with success. Hit it hard and do it now. Pay the price. And that price is, you know, to get information out of 100 days, follow up, and find those key leaders. So that's our new mantra, you guys. And so now part of this is, you know, talking to people, finding what they want and need, inviting them to sit down with you. And we have Gloria Snyder and Patricia Van Gelder on the phone with us this morning that are both really, really good at this. And I know all of you have been asking, you know, how do you guys do this thing? So Patricia and Gloria, how do you guys want to handle this?
Good morning. This is Patricia. I'll just go. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, good.
So we're just gonna talk about finding, inviting, and setting up the appointment, and quickly go over what we do at the appointment. Basically, for me, it's just having my antenna up everywhere I go, listening and talking to people, asking questions, always asking questions about them, building rapport, and have fun with it. You can use the form, FORM, acronym, family, occupation, recreation, what they like to do for fun, and M for motivation. So basically, we're looking to find a need, find a pain, find something that they need. Have a need, like they've lost their job, or they've been downsized, or they're, you know, have a family member that has a illness. And so that's one way. Spoke with a lady. She had been outsized by just her boss retired, And then she no longer qualified with her certification for going and finding a job in the same field. She had to go back to school. Yesterday I met a guy at the grocery store. He was selling newspapers, our local newspaper, in the grocery store lobby, and he was so much fun. He was like gregarious and happy, and I was like, wow, he looks like he would be fun. So we exchanged a few sentences. I told him I got the paper and on Sundays, and so, you know, I went on and got my groceries. But when I came back out, you know, I had some more exchanges with him, and we had fun with it. And so he said, oh, you really hurt my feelings not getting the paper. And so I said, well, you know, we went little banter back and forth. And so he said, I said, what did you do before you did this? Because I want to know, why is he selling newspapers in the grocery store? And he said, well, guess, what do you think I did? And I waited 2 seconds, and I said, you were a clown. And he burst out laughing, but his partner lost it. Now, I did that because we were having fun, but he's going to remember me. And so we laughed, and then I stepped over and I said, no, seriously, what is it that you did? And so he sold cars for 30 years, and that tells me he's in a category of he's done it for 30 years. He's looking for something else to supplement his income. And so I said, do you have a business card? And he said, he's looking, and he goes, no. And I said, so I whip out my little notebook that I always carry in my purse with my pen. And I said, well, here, let me get your name and number. I said, you know, I'm always looking for people who are outgoing and fun. And so he also did sold therapeutic pillows. And so I'm thinking, wow. And he says, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm in the health and wellness business also. So, you know, so the thing is to follow up with him today. The other thing you can do is make a statement when you're talking to somebody to try to get a name and a number, is just say, well, you know, we're looking for people that are customer service friendly like you, or because the Verizon guy was been really helpful, or we're looking for people, you know, how people today are getting downsized or their quotas are getting raised. Whoever you're talking to, you just kind of form that statement, that sentence, to relate to what they're doing. It's not that I have a standard statement. It's I've asked questions enough to know what is it that they're doing. So then the objective is to get the appointment, and when you call them back, be brief. Eric Worre talks about being really brief in the GoPro series, the book, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional, and it's get the appointment, and you call and just say, I just want to, you know, get together for 20 minutes, show you what we're doing, explain it to you, see if it's a fit. And when they start to say, what is it? It says, you know, that's why I want to make the appointment. And you look at your watch and say, I really got to go. You know, I don't have much time, but do you have some time on Tuesday or Thursday? And so you just get the appointment and get off the phone. And generally you have already complimented them, and they know what it is that, you know, that you're talking about somewhat. But the whole reason for setting the appointment is to educate them and help them understand what it is you have. And then you make the appointment, you repeat it back to them, and then you confirm it the day before the day of. And then, Gloria, do you want to go now, or do you want me to just finish the appointment?
You can finish.
Okay. All right. So then you've made the appointment, and then when you get with them, basically I'm using Rick Murphy's the Neekin plan that's on his pathfinders.biz, and I just read the front page. This is just to tell you who we are, what we do, and how we do it, and to see if this is a fit for you or not. You always give them a door out so they don't feel pressured. And I don't spend a ton of time on it. The most amount of time I spend is at the very beginning when you open it up to that next second page to the five pillars of health. That is where I tell my story, because that is how I came in, was for a business. And That was what impressed me the most. So I asked questions about that. I asked them which piece of the wheel is maybe an area they would like to improve. And you don't want to say, which one hurts the most, because you don't want to insult them with their finances. But you just ask pertinent questions to that. I talk about humans being more and how we've trademarked that phrase. Just talk about who we are at the top. I touch on all the areas of wellness to get them to understand we have the whole thing. I go on down through here, the wellness home, healthy child, healthy world, lends lots of credibility, and then touch on the products. I may have a product on them while we're sitting there, depending on where I am, where we meet. I may do a product demo with them. It all depends. If they're more a product person or if they're a business person, I may put one mag step under a foot. Then I flip onto the next page. I don't spend much time on this because they can read this later. I just say, hey, this company deals with all this stuff the Nikin Corporation handles, and I just about read all of that. And I said, what we do, and then I hop over to the diagram, is go over the connection, connecting Nikin to the company, and then Nikin in turn sends you a check. Really don't spend much time on the next page, but just touch on the duplication. When I get to the page of the power of duplication, I may pull out the four-year career book and open it up to page 48 and 49 and show them the power of duplication. When you get out to the fifth generation, you've got over 1,000 people in your organization. To get them to understand the concept of the numbers growing more than their own efforts. And then when I see the compensation plan down here at the bottom, I show them where they come in, I show them where I'm going, and then I point to Royal Diamond, and then I depending on how much time I have, I may pull out the magazine with Jack and Karen in there, because this shows them in blue jeans hiking with their grandkids in Tahoe and having fun, and, they're not in a suit, and I'm like, wow, get them thinking, oh, wow, you could get paid while you do that. So then that also sets it up for me to do a three-way with Jack and Karen later. Really just kind of touch on the next, what it is that's required, the MP2 plus A, the auto ship, since we're focused on customers now, with how to build your team, teach three to reach three. And then at the very end, I really like to just scoot on down to reasons to join us. And all along the way, I'm asking them questions. It's about them. It's not me. And people just hear blah, blah, blah when you just talk too many facts. And so you always want to ask them questions and make it about them. And then when I get done, I ask them if they would want to, listen to a CD or review a video, read the book. I give them options because different people are audio, visual, kinesthetic. They respond different ways. Don't want to read. Some people want to three-way. So anyway, and then I wrap it up, and then I book the next appointment, get a confirmation when I'm going to follow up with them. And so that's how I do it.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, Gloria.
Woohoo, Patricia. I think I can do this. I was taking notes. This is good. I start every single day by asking. I ask God to give me the good attitude, to give me the physical strength, to give me the desire to do this. This is self-motivation. And a divine intervention push for me. It is my intention every single day to share Nikin, to offer this gift, to see who can benefit from meeting me. And that takes a little bit of ego, and it takes me affirmations and prayer and conviction to do this. And so that is how I start my day. Before I have left my bedroom, bathroom area, I walk down the stairs knowing that whether it's an email, a text, a phone call, getting out of the house and going to a meeting, meeting someone, going to an event. I know Patricia's headed to a health fair type thing with the intention of meeting people to introduce NECAN to. So that's where it starts for me. And then when I glance down this beautiful sheet of finding prospects and lead generation, I realize I do every single one of these things calendar right now. I have follow-up with a relative with a three-foot rule that has been happening. I belong to a weekly and a monthly business group and referral group. I've got a health fair seminar on my calendar. I work through, I just did a little bit of Facebook, like 2 minutes. I don't spend a lot of time on this because I don't like it, but because it sucks my energy and my time away. But I just forwarded on with my share button on Facebook Colleen Edwards' information about the new products. So that's going to hit all of my Facebook people. And then home parties. I ask still, even in my referral marketing groups, for home parties, and I've got one Thursday night, and I had somebody else approach me Wednesday and say, I keep thinking about giving you big speaking engagements, but let's start small, and I'll have people in my home. Well, that's perfect. So it is a little bit of everything. I think it helps me because of my ADD that I'm not just doing one thing all the time, and it keeps me doing something positive all the time. So I have had some fun stories recently about being at airports and being on airplanes, and I don't do a lot of traveling, but I may have to schedule some more because it's been an awful lot of fun. You've heard me talk about Julie Matt, that I met on a plane in August, who went silver in November, who is in Utah right now, and I spent last weekend with her and her team. We got 4 wellness previews done, got in front of about 19 people, and last night and this morning, I was emailing one of the women's daughters who's in Moscow. She has signed up, and she's going to build it in the States by way of the internet and the phone, and then she's going to be signing people up in the Moscow area after she goes senior. And you know, when I think about this ripple effect of a conversation with someone in August that now my business has jumped to Moscow, it's just almost unbelievable to me. But I did it again several times. I found a lady who actually changed seats on the way up to New England on Friday the 16th. She is pregnant, wanted to sit in the bathroom and sit at the last seat with me. And when we got talking about her baby and going up there for a baby shower and the fact that she's, you know, working to stay so healthy, and when I got to what do you do, she is a registered nurse, but she called herself the anti-nurse because she said that's what she's called at work. Because as much as she wants to help people, she's not happy handing them medication. I just sat there grinning like, really, God? You move her seat to sit next to me, which I could not have done, and then you have her talk about being an anti-nurse. So I pulled out my notebook because she doesn't have a business card, and I've got her information. I've already communicated with her. And then on the way back, I was pretty exhausted. I had worked pretty much flat out for 5 days with Julie and her team, and the follow-up, and every moment is a training opportunity. So Julie and I did a lot of talking. And so when I got to the airport Tuesday afternoon, in spite of the fact that I had a 10-4 in me, I was pretty done. And Julie texted me, and she said, have you found your next superstar yet? And I wrote back. I said, I'm tired, and the airport's almost empty, and no, I have not. And And I sat there for a minute thinking, but what if somebody does need me? I've got to be on it. I've got to be ready for this. And so I literally shook a little 10-4 under my tongue, took some water out of my bottle, and got on the plane. And I met a high energy, wonderful gentleman. We laughed and talked the whole time. And as the, just like Julie, and with the wheels coming down, I offered him a solution. He's a well-paid engineer. His wife is a scientist, and they want to be with their kids more. So he's got a copy of the plan, which I always have in my purse, and I have it folded in half inside the four-year career. And I always have 10-4 and CM cream with me. They fit in a purse or bag very easily. And that's what he went to Texas as he worked. And I know he is back home today. And since I know the area he's in is getting snow, I'm going to call him in a little while and check in with him. It just all I can say is allow this to happen. Don't feel pressured about how many calls you have to do and get bogged down in the numbers, because I did that for a long time, and I don't wish that for any of you on this call. Make it your intention to offer this gift of Nican and allow people to say no thank you, but you will find people who jump in so fast that it makes your head spin. And it happened again at my kitchen table on Thursday. I actually stalled the woman on signing up. I wanted her to think about it because she's in another network marketing company, and I didn't want issues for her because she has signed up under a family member. And when she called me 2 hours later, she's now third level to me. When she called to sign up, she said, I've really, you know, something about, you know, I made my sister upset. And I said, Christina, I said, what did you say to her? And she said, everybody knows about our particular product, but she said, everyone needs to know about Nican. And that's because her wrist felt better with CM cream and her back felt better sitting on the seat cushion. So that's my advice. Follow the leaders. We've been given amazing information. Lots more is coming. Patricia and I were just talking about this learning curve that we're all in. We've got a different kind of president right now. I appreciate Kurt Foley. I just sent him a thank you note for preserving the seat of the presidency so well, waiting for Ben to step into it. And we are being led now by a gentleman who truly understands network marketing, who is talking business language, and we need to embrace it in little bites and not be overwhelmed by it. And I wish everybody much success. I can't wait to see all of you in Orlando.
Wow, Gloria. Fantastic. Patricia and Gloria, both really great, and both of you shared. I mean, the key is being curious. It's asking questions. It's finding out what people need and want, and then offering them a solution. Take a look at this, you know. It may be for you, it may not be for you, but take a look. And you know, people respond to that. So does anybody have a question for Gloria or Patricia? Let's see, a lot of you I muted. I think you have to press, I think it's 5-star to raise your hand, and then I can unmute your phone. Lois, do you have a question?
Hi, I'm just listening in. I am just taking all this in. They're so professional. I just love this.
Good morning, awesome.
Lois.
Thank you for that.
Oh. Wow, that makes me feel like I can do this now.
I think it's called Fake It Till You Make It.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. This call is going to be recorded, and it won't be posted on 100 Millionaires right away. I can send the link out for the recorded. I mean, I can give you the phone number for the call, because your conference calling records it and then sends us the a phone number to access it. I don't know how. Jack's the one that downloads it somehow and posts it on 100 Millionaires, so he can do that when he gets back home on on Monday. But this will be available for you guys for a resource. And, you know, last week it was Ruth Lowe and Margie Keller Louie did home parties and demos. So we're going to, you know, have this library of these calls that you can listen to so that you know exactly, you know, what to do and how to do it. So our homework, you know, from last week with the home parties is do one, you know, do one in January. Do more than one in January. And now the homework from this call is, you know, start setting those appointments. Either text for an appointment, call people for an appointment, and get appointments, people that you run into, that you meet, you know, talk to them in person and invite them. And to get started to practice, you can invite them, you know, say, hey, let's catch up. Let's meet for coffee. I know Ruth Lowe has texted for appointments, and it's been real effective. And you just get together with them, and you find out, you know, how's your kids? What's happening at work? How's your spouse? You know, what are you guys doing? What are you doing for fun these days? Just get back into contact and in touch with them. And then the next day or two, you can call up and you can say, you know, Dan, we were talking the other day and you shared with me how you're just really frustrated at work and you're not liking the way things are going there. Why don't we sit down and you can take a look at what I'm doing? I think maybe it could be an answer for you. And so, you know, the first contact, you can just make friends. And so I want all of you guys to do that, at least 3 appointments. You don't have to show the NECAN plan if you're not comfortable doing that yet, but make friends, reconnect, find out, you know, if they've got aches, owies, what they want, what they don't want, and, you know, make notes, and then you'll be able to, you know, follow up and set an appointment. So thanks, everybody, for being on this morning. Things are really, really getting exciting. Igor Grundel and Mike DiMuccio were on the Daily Rev call yesterday, and they are just feeling, you know, they've both been in NECAN when there's been the big wave, and they said, it's coming. You can feel it. This wave is going to be so huge. And they said, swim, you know, paddle like crazy now, because when this wave comes, if you catch it, if you're ready and you catch it, you know, you'll be financially free for the rest of your life. And it's so exciting. It's so much fun. And that's what we want for all of you is, you know, success, the freedom to live your life the way you want to live it. And so thanks for being on the call this morning. We just love and appreciate each one of you. So yay, team.
Thank you, Karen. Woo-hoo. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Patricia. Thanks, Gloria. You guys are awesome.
Woo-hoo. You too. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Bye. Yay, team. Bye-bye. Bye.